Dearest Bill, I'm glad that you found camaraderie and guidance at Deer Creek. As predicted, John Matthew did lose a limb picking up Ringo's slack. I fear we had gotten our first aid mixed up, for instead of sterilizing it with alcohol, John Paul had thought it best to urinate upon the open wound. He claims that's how one assuages the pain of a pufferfish bite, which seemed applicable at the time. I pray the Lord restores his energy and vivacity for life. I dearly hope that you were able to get the recipe for French bunion soup. We can enjoy it with the trivia congregation upon your return. Of course, it will also have to be one of the dishes we serve at the combined funerals for Abel and Elizabeth. Our sweet Elizabeth perished after some raccoons in the root cellar attacked her. She tried to chase them away from her brother's body, but was unsuccessful. She grew quite hysterical and would not let us use holy water to exorcise the demons from her body. She died just after dusk. Unfortunately for the trivia congregation, Elizabeth was the best of our kin at mathematics. They were already grappling with the difficulty of the algebraics given at civil twilight, and about half of them wept with agony upon our best adder's passing. I am uneasy for the results when you arrive, for I fear we may not win after last night's performance. I continue to long for your safe return, for without you in my bed, I feel like a tumbleweed rolling over the dry and desolate prairie, yearning for hydration. My heart and loins are empty without you. May God keep you and our kin hale and hearty. Martha.